Hey, it's Wayne Kelly. Welcome to the On-Air Publicity Usable Newsletter. We got a few things we want to pass along for you this week. And by we, I'm, of course, just talking about myself. All right, we're going to start off talking about the tragedy that happened with Natasha Richardson, who died March 19th after falling during a ski lesson. She was on a bunny hill, a learning lesson, fell over and died. The big question in the media is, should helmets be mandatory? Now, if you're a sports store, you're a brain specialist, the media wants to hear from you immediately. And we want to be talking about this. Last week, when it happened on my radio show, we opened the phone lines up and we asked our listeners what they thought. And the lines were very definitive. Men were 100% opposed to mandatory helmet use for skiing. And women were 100% for it. Now, personally, I have always worn a helmet whenever I've gone skiing. I live in a ski resort, so I do a lot of skiing, and I always wear my helmet when I ski and when I bike. My co-host, Jane, she's a snowboarder, and she's never worn a helmet. Unfortunately, when a tragedy does happen, we, the media, always have to find some positive spin, and there is controversy here, so go easy, but I know the media is looking for experts to discuss tragedy. And it doesn't matter where you're from, because with a telephone, you can contact any station anywhere in North America. Well, my next topic, is it newsworthy? One thing that I've learned from being in the media is that most people have no idea what is newsworthy. And to be honest, there really isn't a simple answer, but if your bit has anything to do with your community, then newspapers and radio newsrooms around the country will be interested. An example for you today, this is something that really happened to me. I was talking with a city councilor who was telling me about a brand new green gym that the city was purchasing for a local park. And the idea is for kids to play in the park, and then the adults would use the new green gym exercise equipment. And I guess these types of gyms are very popular over in China, and so it's a relatively new thing here. When I mentioned this to the newsroom at the radio station, they called the counselor and recorded the story within 30 minutes, and it was on the air. The gym story had key media points that we were looking for these days. It's local, it's about community, it promotes fitness, it's green, and it's free for people to use. If you've got maybe three out of those five, the media is going to be interested. So my advice to you is to always share your information with the media, not just with morning show hosts, but share it with news departments in newsrooms, radio newsrooms, TV, reporters, and with newspapers as well. Because the number one reason that people fail at publicity is because they think the media will just accidentally stumble upon them. I always talk about piggybacking, and it's very important if you want to get media to piggyback. I've just put together some of my favorite things coming up in April. Child Abuse Prevention Month is very serious, and I love when we get information and people can see the light about this topic. And if there are children being abused, they need help, and we want to make sure that that message gets out to them. So I just wanted to point that one out. International Customer Loyalty Month. So a lot of people who are dealing with businesses, that's going to be a great media opportunity. Workplace Conflict Awareness Month, Straw Hat Month. I got a whole bunch of different ones in there. Just take a look at some of them. April 7th, No Housework Day. And my favorite day for April is, I don't even know which day it is, but it's National Appreciate Your Husband Day. I better go look that one up and figure out what day it is. And finally, I leave you with some polls and studies that make great radio. I always love talking about, you know, the latest study says unhappy marriages worse for women than for men. I mean, that's a great headline. You know people are going to pay attention to that. Or happy people are not annoying. They give off good impressions. So find out more information about happy people, or divorce filings are down right now because of what's going on in our economy. Did you know that? So there's some information there about another national poll with lawyers. That's very interesting as well. And I do want to mention, coming up in 1 week, I'm going to be bringing you a brand new publicity program that everyone is going to be able to afford. And it's definitely going to take you from scared to death to being very successful in only 5 weeks. Details coming up next week. 20 spots available. It is going to be the premier brand new beta program, I guess we could say. And information coming up to next week. Well, that's it for me. Thanks a lot for reading and listening to this newsletter. I'll be back again with more PR tips coming up on April 8th. And if I can help you out, get you some media, please get a hold of me. It's Wayne Kelly from onairpublicity.com.